Senior Focus.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Emily Curry. I'm the presenter for Senior Focus for this session. And it's a chat session where I'm going to talk about things that are happening in the seniors' world. And in this busy period before Christmas, when not many people came to the interview, I've decided that a chat show is the appropriate way to go. We will have some new following weeks, and we will have some programs being made now for the holiday season itself. So we are always going to be on air, so you can follow us through your Christmas break and your January period. And it may be interesting to discuss the program with other members of your family over the holidays. You may find some of the topics quite enlightening. And for that reason, I've chosen some young people as singers to entertain us for our music today and in subsequent sessions. The first one on top that springs to mind is sometimes people get overstressed with Christmas, and that's when people are likely to have falls, heart attacks, strokes, and sometimes it's, the blood pressure gets dramatically high, they get over hot with high temperatures and car travel and so on. There are innumerable reasons why things break up at this time of year, things dramatically happen. And sometimes it's just people are trying to do too much. I myself have to pace myself extraordinarily carefully these days, and I'm finding that I have it wrong that I do three things in a day, and I don't mean small things, but I mean three substantial tasks, and if I get through those, then I feel I've done a good day's work, and I can put my feet up. And people expect me to do a fourth thing, often at short notice. It's a very convenient rule because I can just say, well, I've actually got my quota full for the day, my time is fully taken up, I cannot do anything anymore, so I'm sorry, it can't happen today. And I feel quite okay saying that. I don't feel I'm putting anything on anybody. I'm just being somebody who's using common sense and balancing what I can achieve in the given time and with the resources I've got, and without driving myself silly and without putting undue pressure on other people, because if I collapse, it creates a drama that other people get caught up in. So I'm really trying to be kind to everybody, and it's working. I'm actually noticing that all kinds of health indicators are much improved. And my doctor's very impressed, so I'm just sharing that with you because I do think that we can plan in advance, we can reduce stress, and we can be proactive on our own account and on the account of our friends. And I've noticed friends are quite good at nudging people along to make sure they get their health checks or make sure they have got their medications up to date before the holiday season so they don't run out of something. And they don't create extra drama for people because nobody really wants to go to hospital with a whole group of family members on Christmas. It's not the way you want to spend it. So yes, it's possible to take charge of your life and make you achieve things. But today I wanted to talk about one of the benefits that comes from paying the medical aid system, because not everybody's aware of it. People do know about having alarms in their homes, having personal alarms that they can wear on their neck if they're out somewhere. But not many people know a lot about the medical alert bracelet. And it has the symbol of a snake coiled to a stick. That's quite traditional symbols throughout the world. It's a musical symbol. And the exit on a metal plate, which may be stainless, may be gold or silver, or as a base for itself, the same. So it just depends on what style and what type of metal you want. You can get to choose all that from the medical website. And the back side of it, that faces your skin, that's engraved with some very important information. First of all, the 24/7 number that you would actually dial anywhere in the world. So, it's very shiny and it's very difficult actually to read it on myself. 472299 New Zealand. So if I fall over in the street, if I pass out on a train or a bus or at an airport, it doesn't matter where I am in the world, I'll be wearing this. And somebody seeing it will immediately turn it over and dial a number, one would hope. Now, it says on it that I have a pacemaker and that I'm on anticoagulants. And it's terribly important if you get involved in a car accident or a motor vehicle smash on a highway, or you get run over by somebody, because if something like this happens and you're bleeding, you could bleed to death if you're on blood thinners. So people need to know that you're on anticoagulants. And, you know, even though they can ring that particular number and the person who answers will have access via computer to my medical file, even though that information can be relayed in minutes, the time it takes to get to a phone to ring them up may be crucial time. And whatever they can glean from that metal plate that I'm wearing, whether it be around a pendant around my neck or a bracelet, you have a choice of either, it can save your life. As simple as that. And the sort of alarms that people have, particularly in their own homes, they're quite a good thing if you've got a situation where you think you're at risk, perhaps of a burglar breaking in or something like that. Maybe you live in an environment where you would notice or hear if somebody was breaking in. They would hear you screaming, for example. And so having an alarm on your person has some merit. But this is very valuable if you're an active person and you're out in your neighbourhood, if you walk a lot, if you go out walking on the beach, you walk in the town centre, you walk for buses, if you're out driving your car a lot. I think this is the kind of arrangement that does really bear fruit quite quickly. In fact, one of the reasons I got it was I twice collapsed in the street last year, and both times I was picked up by paramedics. Because they were off duty, they still, even though they were off duty, they still had their eye out to notice anything unusual. In one case, I hadn't actually fallen, but I was struggling to walk and breathe at that stage. And it was obvious to them. No one else seemed to notice, but they picked it up straight away. And so they, like shot, came to my aid and found a way to give me assistance. Now, it was very impressive, and they said, well, look, if you have one of those bracelets, more people would actually help you, in fact. We were a bit reluctant. We weren't totally sure what was wrong, and we are off duty. So it's not our usual behaviour to intervene like this. So that got me thinking, and then the opportunity came up to actually purchase the bracelet and join the Medical Alert Foundation. I thought, look, it's $60 a year. It's not excessive for the coverage that you get 24/7 at the end of that phone, and it's a bit like an insurance policy. It's cutting down your risk of bad things happening when you don't want them to and when you don't intend them. So I came across today at the Greenfield Library the CAB, the Citizens Advice Bureau section of the library building at the front. I came across a brochure on the Medical Ethics Foundation on where it could be harm and protects lives. And it was particularly good. It was an explanation of the service and the fact that delayed access to emergency medical services can be life-threatening. And so because that was has the capacity to save lives, it's something that you really need to let people know about. You really need to talk to your family about it. You need to make sure that people know a lot about it. And so they give an actual example. They show the back of the metal plate, what it looks like. The number that I very clumsily read out before is there. And it says on this particular example, it says pacemaker on anticoagulants, diabetes on insulin. And it also gives the person's membership number, which I neglected to say earlier, so that your identity can be immediately established, immediately that phone call is made. So this is a hotline emergency number. And also, information held with that hotline is like you have a support person, your phone number is held on your file, and so that person can arrange information to go to your family and to your enduring power of attorney or GP, anybody that needs to know, depending on what the circumstances are. So it's an incredibly valuable setup, and as well as the bracelet, they supply you with a membership card, and that card's very useful. It's the size of a card, like a credit card, and it has the same information, or very similar information, what's on the actual bracelet or pendant, but it also has the name of your support person and your phone number. It doesn't have it your address or phone number yourself because it protects your identity. After all, you don't want people fumbling around in your pockets when you're unconscious and stealing your ID. It's not really the idea at all. So I just wanted to make this very clear that it's that you can go online to the Medical Alert Foundation, just type it into Google, and you can be presented with really all the information I've given you today. You can look them up on the 0800 number, and you can do the transaction over the phone if you want, or that they can send you an invoice. And it is something that bridges a gap. And for people who find medical alarms too expensive, even though I know there's some funding available, if you don't qualify for that for any reason, you're looking at about $13 a week. And it gets up to $800 for a year. It's quite a lot. When this is $60, it's a lot more affordable. And a lot of alarms don't go, they don't operate far from your home. They have a limited range of so many meters. So if that's the case, and you're a very active person, you're out and about in the street and down the beach and on the walkways and bikeways, you need this kind of thing because of your level of activity, you're probably more at risk if you've got a heart condition, like atrial fibrillation, or you're at risk of a stroke, or you've got high blood pressure and that sort of thing. So I encourage you to check it out, and I think we all have to look at putting some information up on the website, a link to what I've told you, in case you're working with you at the moment. Now, this time of the year, I said, is a time where people are gathering together. I've talked a little bit about pain and road trips and things in the last session. So this time I know we're facing a lot more instability in terms of weather. We're definitely getting tropical downpours. We need to go out with your umbrellas and raincoats, even when it's sunny. And it seems quite odd because we're not used to this really. Maybe a wet spring was quite common in Auckland in the past, but a wet summer doesn't quite seem like normal. But whatever you are doing, I think that apart from being ahead, you need to also to make sure you get extra sleep during the Christmas time, because it's a time when people can get hung out, overtired, and lose their leg, and rile up relationships. So you might be seeing people that you may only see once a year, and you haven't seen them even for the last 3 years in some cases. And it would be perfect to spoil those gatherings just because you got totally pushed over the edge by the pressures and the circumstances and the emotional overload, etc. Again, it's like we've got enough uncertainty in the world, and we've got enough pressures on people financially, and we've got enough pressures of change on people. There's so much, as I said, uncertainty, but there's so much coming in to do with intensification in Auckland, worrying about what your neighbours are going to do, and are they going to build three-story places next door to you and cut your son off. You've got all these kinds of dreams and things floating around in the ether, and at this time of year, people often spring untimely conversations on their relatives and friends, and you may get put on the spot. You may be stirred up about something you didn't want to think about. You may be being taken on a journey that you don't want to be on. So there's all kinds of pressures on people. So I would just suggest that one of the ways to survive and smile and enjoy yourself is not only to do what I'm doing, just limiting the number of tasks I'm setting myself in a day, and staying ahead, as I talked about last session, particularly if you're going travelling and going on trips, but also just stepping down, finding a way to be calm within yourself, to just steady breathing, breathing in deep, breathing out long, just repeating that in the cycle. And just taking your time, breathing in deep, pause, breathing out long, and just talk yourself through just 3 or 4 rounds of such breathing, so that you actually can find a centre, a calm centre, a way of being with yourself. And when you drop into that space of being comfortable in your own skin and relaxed, and you're not scattered, and you're not tired, and you're not all over the place, you're just quietly bottling the breath, your mind calms down. When your mind calms down, instead of travelling at high speed and sort of moving past all the time, when your mind calms down, your head and your heart come together, you actually are able to make better decisions. You tune into what others are saying, and it allows you to listen read between the lines. Deep listening is something that can solve problems. It's something that can be very nourishing. When it's well practiced, people feel heard. People feel nurtured. People feel considered. People feel respected. And it's a wonderful way to build and strengthen relationships. And it sounds a bit trite. Deep listening, what the hell is that? I hear somebody saying, it's not just a buzzword or two. It might sound like that to you if you're new to it. But it's something that is vaccination. Philosophers, counsellors, negotiators, people who have to go into conflict-winning situations, and find a way to listen that really is empowering for the people who are expressing themselves. And they may be expressing themselves in ways that other than you don't like, ways that upset other people, ways that make other people very divided. So the situation may be very varied, and this is not woo-woo stuff, and it's not magic, it's not something that you can just flick a switch in your mind and suddenly you're doing deep listening. No, it actually requires some preparation in terms of your own internal attitude, in terms of finding ways to listen to yourself first. Because if you're not tuning into yourself, if you're not actually centered and calm in yourself, you're not able to notice how you're breathing and notice how your reactions are changing, then you're hardly likely to be able to deep listen to anyone else. So we're not going to go into this in any depth in this session, but it's something that I would suggest you keep an eye out for in books and magazines, because I'm noticing that it's an extension of the mindfulness that's been very popular in the last 2 to 3 years as a toolkit for survival through COVID, through disruptions and through difficult times. People have been encouraged to practice mindfulness and mindfulness exercises where you just become more aware of yourself and your surroundings. So deep listening starts with it, and but it's a journey that actually takes you through strengthening and building relationships with others where you extend yourself your capacity to listen and hear what they have to say. And through that process, you become more aware of dimensions of yourself that you were unaware of before, and you become more aware of what other people are doing and saying, or how they're reacting, and the particular lens that they're looking through the events and situations just take on a different slant when you examine on that level. So it's something that you can start to become aware of. And I think it just takes quite some time to be skilled there. And I wouldn't suggest anyone's going to achieve it at Christmas, but at least you're less likely to get triggered and you're less likely to be caught up in overreacting to something in the heat of the moment, because Christmas can be a very emotional time for people, and the nature of people getting together in such short and intense gatherings when they don't have a chance to see each other very often for a year or 2 or 3. So that's my suggestion for how you approach the sun of the year. And at the moment, I think it's give a break. And so we're going to hear from that wonderful North Shore young lass, Lord. And she's singing Royals from her album that came out last year. And I think we'll hear more of her and other young singers over the holiday period. And then it's kind of like a little bit of a tune-in to younger members of the family that you might be seeing over Christmas. And, you can actually chat about the lyrics. And, I was quite astounded when she said such and such. And now I think you're really with it. I've really found it's all about values and behaviour and commenting what's appropriate and what gives them buzz and what they object to. So you'll find it interesting. Enjoy. And we'll get back together to finish the program.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair. And we'll never be royals. It's the one in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler. You can call me Queen Bee. And baby, I'll rule. Let me live that. My friends and I, we've cracked the code. We count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care.
Just to finish up, I think it's time to think about gardens and what we are doing, whether it's in pots or in decks, or whether it's just keeping an eye out for the plants that are stuck on the heaps over summer. For those who want to just try something new, want to grow something that they can be proud of, even if it's only a few meters for a register tree or some rocket, something to nourish the bees, nasturtiums or heart seeds or birds or bed nuts. There's all sorts of things that you can do in plants. You can pick up the little ground on the surface that makes it a bit easier and a bit less fault and time to get things to grow from food. But later in the summer, there's always things like cosmos that you can use specifically from a young seed and have a wonderful lot of blooms. Relatively quickly, and they're pretty foolproof. Cottage garden mixes are quite useful in that respect. And of course, this is the old favourite, the petunias that you can put in a hand basket and it makes your front door area look stunning. So you just want to just create a bit of colour and a splash of colour here and there to just lift your the front of your place. There's nothing like treating yourself at the garden centre. And I noticed that King's Park on a gold card special on a Wednesday, it was 5% off. Don't forget Christmas shopping. If you go to a number of new murals and countdowns, they are individually owned, so some of them offer this and some of them don't. You have to park or the fines, but you do get 5% off on Tuesdays at a number of them. So I hope that you will take advantage of your Super Gold Card specials and try and cut down some of the expense of Christmas. And next week we will have guest people in and we'll have more happening. And more to delight and entertain you. Thanks for listening.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6 or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.